Merry Christmas to you all. I want to talk to you briefly. I have a few minutes, but if you don't take anything away from this sermon, take this. God loves you. And you may be sitting here and you say, I know that. But I promise you that there's someone in this room right now who is not sure of that. If you don't take anything away from this, God loves you. And we're just not talking about a superficial kind of love or that which fades away. But the kind of love we're talking about, the kind of love that we are talking about is the one that we mention in 1 John 4:10. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage that they had caused or done to our relationship with God. Maybe there's someone here and you're thinking, me? God loves me? With everything I've been through? With the pain that I've had? The struggles that I've endured? God loves me? You must be talking about someone else or something else. But the way God works is not in many ways the way we as human beings see things. And maybe you're hearing all this and you're like, you don't understand. You don't know what I've done. You don't know the struggle I'm dealing with. Guess what? I don't. But I know one thing. God knows. That struggle that you're having to deal with, the questions that you have that seem like have no answers, God knows. And he's right there. Sometimes we may be asking ourselves, yeah, where is he in all of this when I'm struggling and all my pain? We have seen various presentations about the birth of Jesus. I have looked at this story in Luke 2 and I have chosen to see it in a different light this Christmas. When we look at the story of the birth of Jesus, we see it and we look at it in wonder, in amazement. But think for a moment. Put yourself in Joseph's situation. You're engaged and going to get married to someone. And she's a virgin. And she comes and tells you, hey, Joseph, I have to tell you something. I'm pregnant. But hey, don't freak out. God did it. Really? I mean, his intention is to just write off the wedding because it could risk Mary being killed. And while he's considering these things, he's interrupted by an angel who tells him, do not be afraid to take her as your wife. Because what the baby she's carrying is conceived of the Holy Spirit. And you may think everything is going to be smooth and easy. It's God's child, right? They have to go through struggle, the census that was called, and they had to move from Nazareth to Bethlehem. There's a distance there. I was in Israel last year and had to do these trips in 2 days, two separate days. But not with the kind of mode of transportation that we have right now. They were on camels, on donkeys. give me back that, the first slide, please. It's, they were on that kind of transportation, the struggle, and they get to Bethlehem, and it's time to give birth, and there's no accommodation anywhere. I work in the hospitality business. I know something about this. We have overbookings, and I think there was an overbooking situation in Bethlehem that night. There was nowhere to stay. And the only place that the woman carrying the child, the God child, could lay her head was in a kraal. And the Son of God is born and laid in a manger. When we think about a manger right now, we think it's something amazing. But it's a drinking, it's a feeding trough for animals. That's where they put food for animals. And that's where they lay the child, Jesus. The Son of God. And the angel, and the angels come and meet the shepherds and they tell them, go and see the child. And when the shepherds come and they start telling them, because when you read the scripture in Luke, it's the shepherds that come and start telling the people around about the child, what the angels have told them. And everyone is like, are you serious? And Mary is just sitting there quiet, wondering what's happening, because she was just pondering all these things. But the point I just want to make with this is, when we look at this story, looking forward, maybe it didn't make sense. There was a lot of questions that were unanswered. But looking back on the story, we see the hand and the work of God in this. That the Jesus that was born and laid in a manger has now been given a name that is above every name. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess of things that are in heaven, of things that are on the earth, and of things that are below the earth. There is no name greater than that. But we can only see this looking backwards. Maybe there's a situation in your life that you're looking at and you have questions that are unanswered. There's a struggle that you're having to deal with. Things that are happening that you don't understand. I don't know what it is, but I just want to tell you, if you try to figure it out moving forward, it's not going to make sense. Looking forward, we don't understand. But only by looking back do we see the hand and the power of God at work in our life. I don't know the journey that you've been on, but I know my journey. I tell you, I stand here and I tell you, it is only by the grace of God that I'm still alive. I was a lost cause. I was messed up. I was confused. I was reckless. I was irresponsible. But at the point that I think my life would have ended, Christ picked me up from there and gave me a fresh start. And I gave all the pieces, all my mess to him, and I said, take it. Just do whatever you want with it. I give you the rest of my life. Use it the way that you want to. I don't know what it is that you have to deal with, but God loves you with an everlasting love. Maybe there's a situation that you need to look back on, that you have been questioning yourself, that you don't understand why it happened the way it did. But I want to encourage you this morning. Look back on that situation and see the hand of God in it. Look back on that situation and see the work of love in it. There's days that I think back on and I'm like, I could have died. What was I thinking? Maybe I wasn't thinking at all. But there's a God who knew me before I was in my mother's womb. And he preserved me even when I was not in my senses. God loves you. And maybe you're here and this love we are talking about, you don't understand. You have not got to that point that you actually have given your life to him. In the Gospel of John, in chapter 3, verse 16, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." If you are here and you are in that place and you're not sure of your relationship with God, give yourself this gift this Christmas. We said tomorrow, I will do it tomorrow. There's no guarantee of tomorrow. Tomorrow may very well be too late. It is possible for you to trust an uncertain future in the hands of a certain God. God is sure. Every God rod is tested. If you would like to pray with someone about this, if you would like to talk to someone about this, Andy is here and the other people of the leadership team. Don't leave this place without making this right for yourself. Because Jesus is born and God loves you. This is a gift that you give to yourself. It has already been given, but you have to receive it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we give you glory. And Father, we thank you for this time and this season. We thank you for the gift of love, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the finished work of the cross. And Father, we ask that let the joy of Christmas come alive in our lives and in our homes in this season, in the name of Jesus. We pray for peace, Lord, in our hearts and in our minds. And as we celebrate, Lord, let love be multiplied in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.